Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. Baltimore police are searching for a 31-year-old blind man for the beating death of his 5-month-old son.
Perry Nelson Johnson is his name, 31-year-old, who is now charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, first degree child abuse resulting in death, first degree child abuse causing severe physical injury, second degree child abuse, custodial, reckless endangerment, and dangerous weapon with the intent to injure.
That's Baltimore Police Spokesman T.J. Smith.
When the medics got there, they found the baby unconscious, and the parents of that child told us that the child had rolled off the bed and banged his head. Was observed to have old and new injuries. Now, it's a sad shame that I can speak to you about old injuries on a 5-month-old, but an autopsy was completed and it revealed severe head trauma on the child. The case was ruled a homicide by multiple blunt force trauma to the head.
Investigators believe a guide stick was used to beat the child to death. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh is helping to celebrate Pride Month in the city. At a Pride reception last night at City Hall, the mayor said she's proud to celebrate the heritage and contributions of the city's LGBT community.
This city loves you, and we need it to love you back. The city supports you, and we need them to support you back. The city will continue to uplift you and push you forward and to make sure that equal justice is applied in every aspect of our city. It is only the right thing to do.
Mayor Pugh says she'll be walking in this weekend's Pride Parade, and the City Hall Dome will be illuminated in the colors of Pride. The jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial will continue deliberating today. Jurors were sent home Monday evening after deliberating for 4 hours, but failing to come up with a verdict. Senators are expected to grill Attorney General Jeff Sessions this afternoon. The Senate Intelligence Committee will press Sessions about new questions that have arisen about meetings with Russian officials. Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation because of undisclosed meetings with Russians. President Trump is on Twitter again today, attacking the media and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Trump tweeted that the fake news media has never been so wrong or so dirty and uses false information and phony sources to meet their agenda of hate. Correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Their attorneys general say the president's violating a little-known clause of the Constitution by taking money from foreign governments at his real estate holdings like the Trump Hotel here in Washington. While the White House is not commenting specifically on this case, the president and his lawyers have argued that clause does not cover fair value transactions like hotel room payments. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch says the lawsuit also focuses on the fact that the president decided to keep ownership of his company. The president said he was shifting assets into a trust managed by his sons to eliminate potential conflicts of interest.
I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.